This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Polis on Wednesday signed the state's fentanyl accountability bill, which lawmakers described as the state's biggest response yet to the deadly synthetic opioid. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
The wide-ranging and controversial plan addresses fentanyl as both a health and a crime issue. Democratic House Speaker Alec Garnett said passing it took a fight with both sides of the political spectrum.
At every step of the way, from the left to the right, people try to defeat this legislation because they would prefer, either for political purposes or for their own finger pointing, to have nothing done.
The new law allows felonies for possessing anything more than a gram of substances laced with fentanyl, or about 10 pills. Many on the left argued this more punitive approach would be harmful, while conservatives and police pushed for zero tolerance. The law also includes tens of millions for harm reduction, education, and treatment. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
The mother of Elijah McClain was at the White House yesterday as President Biden signed an executive order on police reform. Shanine McClain lost her son after he was violently arrested by police in Aurora 3 years ago. The president's order bans chokeholds by federal law enforcement. McClain says it doesn't go far enough and that the changes would not have kept her son alive. A proposal to pump water from the San Luis Valley to Douglas County south of Denver is on hold. County Commissioner Abe Layden voted against the plan this week. It would use $10 million in federal pandemic money to buy water from southern Colorado farmers and pump it north. Commissioner Layden.
Right now, there are simply too significant and enormous of hurdles for us to move forward with this project right now.
Layden said he'd still consider the proposal in the future. The Colorado Avalanche will try again tomorrow to wrap up their second round NHL playoff series against St. Louis. They lost in overtime last night. The Avs still lead the series 3-2. They need one more win to advance in the playoffs. Friday's game is in St. Louis. This is CPR News.